There are three Democrats registered to run against Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish in a recall election. One of them is a well-known Republican from western Wisconsin. Some call Isaac Wicks of Elmwood a fake Democrat. Others call him a protest candidate. But what separates him from the majority of other Republicans forcing primaries and recall elections is that he's done it before. Last summer, Wicks ran as a Democrat against Shelley Moore, a schoolteacher hoping to unseat Republican State Senator Sheila Harsdorf. He says he was picked by the Republican Party of Wisconsin to run again as a Democrat.
You know, I thought the last time this was going to be over, and then this rolls out again, and hopefully I'm done running for a while after this.
This is Wicks' third candidacy in 3 years. In 2010, he ran as a Republican in the 93rd Assembly District. He says he's not worried about how his two runs as Democrat will affect a possible return to the Republican ticket.
Sure, there's going to be people with bad taste in their mouth, but you know what? You know, every politician out there, as soon as you put a letter behind your name, there's going to be people that hate you no matter what you stand for or what you do.
Gladys Huber of Mequon, who declined an interview, is another Republican running her second campaign as a Democrat. Last year, she ran against Democrat State Representative Sandy Pasch in the failed recall attempt on State Senator Alberta Darling. Now, Huber is doing the same in Governor Scott Walker's recall election. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.